Oh, it's great to have your company. You're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. My name's Simon Smart.
And I'm Natasha Moore.
Well, from the Boer War onwards through World War I and II and right up to Afghanistan, Iraq and beyond, the Bible Society has freely given scriptures to all members of the Australian Defence Forces who want them.
With the centenary of the Gallipoli campaign, the Bible Society in Australia has brought together some of the most remarkable and moving stories of servicemen who fought for their country, many of them sacrificing their lives, and of the book they took with them.
Yeah, these stories and extracts from diaries and poems that we're sharing with you today all come from the Bible Society's Their Sacrifice campaign, which kicks off this week with an exhibition at Westfield in Sydney's CBD that's going on tour around Australia for the rest of 2015. There's also a book associated with the exhibition, and you can get hold of that from the campaign website, theirsacrifice.com. There's a documentary coming out about a World War I soldier called Elvis Jenkins and the story of his Bible and the bullet that's still lodged in it today.
The man who did lots of the research behind Their Sacrifice is Dr. John Harris. John has doctorates in Aboriginal languages and in theology and is the author of the award-winning book One Blood, 200 Years of Aboriginal Encounter with Christianity. We've had John on Life and Faith before, and we've got him on the phone today to talk about his work on the experiences of Australian soldiers in World War I and beyond. John, thanks for joining us.
That's okay, Natasha.
Can you tell us a bit about what this exhibition is trying to do? What's it all about?
This exhibition is the Bible Society's way of honouring those who went to Gallipoli and gave their lives. We were so involved in it in the Bible Society because almost every person who went there carried a Bible Society Bible. And we're very proud of that. And so we've put together this exhibition which tells of those who carried Bibles and the interesting stories of these people. And it begins with the Boer War, concentrates a bit on Gallipoli, but then also includes wars from right up till today to Afghanistan.
Now, John, tell us a bit about the experience of doing the research. So World War I and especially Gallipoli are such harrowing events to remember. What was it like to immerse yourself in the stories of these soldiers?
Well, the people that I had to study were just such amazing people that although there are awful things through which they went, to me, their courage, their dedication, their love of their fellow humankind, was just so moving and so inspiring to me. It was a privilege. It's hard to say pleasure, but it was certainly a privilege to research them.
Yeah, there are so many stories in the exhibition and the book. Some of these are heart-wrenching stories, some of them more heartwarming, and they're just the tip of the iceberg, I'm sure. What kinds of things stuck out for you looking at the Gallipoli campaign in particular? Were there surprises there for you?
I don't know that there were surprises because I was a bit familiar with it already and I had already been aware of the great role that was played in Gallipoli by Christian people who had gone there, let's say, as chaplains or as had just enlisted as Christian people but were known to the others as decent and kindly and courageous people. And so it wasn't a surprise to me to find great stories about such people. You know, fighting Mackenzie, the Salvation Army officer who went over the top every time and ran beside the men with no weapon and surprisingly was never killed and always got back. People like that, you can't help warming to their story and seeing how important it was.
This poem is Australia 1914 by Michael Thwaites.
Gone away, away. Suddenly at a word departed, left their homes and happy labours, gone away to war. Morning shall come, stepping from wave to wave top over the Pacific, leaping at a bound from the barrier, lightly shall skim the beaches, brighten the western plains, shall sift and sieve through stirless leaves, latticing the silence of southern forests. Evening follows, deep shadowed in mountains, fiery over desert. But these neither shall morning find as once, scattering abroad to their labours on plain and hill, nor evening aureole home returning. These are gone, gone away to war. Now tilts the plough in the half-ploughed furrow, Now wild things play by unfinished fences. Cold is the water in the pot among the ashes. Where the tree falls, it lies. The reins hang loose. The team wanders. The axe stands in the half-cut trunk. These, their marks, themselves are vanished. At a word arisen, vanished, stolen away to war.
So, John, can you tell us a bit more about the role of chaplains? In World War One specifically, these guys were non-combatants, but they did have other duties apart from their spiritual duties. What did you learn about their role in the Gallipoli campaign?
Well, chaplain's role was what we understand a chaplain's role to be, to conduct church services, to bury the dead. But they also had to enlist in non-combatant roles. Mainly they were in medical roles, and they were stretcher bearers. And they were well known to the men because they were the ones who went over the top with the stretchers at great risk, actually, and brought back the wounded. And then, if those wounded did not survive, they also buried them. It's interesting that on the very first day, the chaplains were told to stay on board the ships because everybody thought that the war would be over in a couple of weeks. But the number of dead was so great that within 24 hours, they realised that they needed the chaplains. And it's not just because of the burying of the dead. It's because the fighting men needed to know that their bodies would not be left, and they needed to know that they would be given the respect of a decent burial.
John, I was particularly struck by the story of Andrew Gillison, who was a much-loved chaplain at Gallipoli. Can you tell us about a bit about him and his story?
Andrew Gillison was a Presbyterian chaplain, and he was greatly admired and greatly loved at Gallipoli because he used to spend all day in the front line, walking up and down the trenches. And once when General Monash, in fact, said, "Someone tell that chaplain to duck or he'll get shot," the man standing next to him said, "Oh, that man fears no bullets, so don't waste your breath." So he spent all day with the men, and he spent all night burying them. And on one occasion, the night hours were not long enough, and he was still burying on into the daylight hours. And he heard screams coming from over the top, over the ridge. And he and another man whom he signalled to go with him went over the top, found a wounded soldier who'd managed to crawl nearly there, and dragged him back over the top. They saved his life, but as they came over the top, they were shot. And Andrew Gillison died in agony 3 hours later. And I thought, as sometimes happens, that these stories can get larger than life. You know, they can gain legend status. So I thought I'd better check his record. And so when I got his war record, you know, the whole story was there in the terseness of one line. His war record ends with GSW, gunshot wounds. And then it has received while rescuing the wounded and burying the dead.
If you've just joined us on Life and Faith, we're talking to Dr. John Harris. We're talking about Gallipoli and the Bible Society's Their Sacrifice campaign, which is kicking off this week. John, why do you think it's important to retell these stories, to keep them alive? Why is it worth doing that?
I think it's worth an organisation like the Bible Society showing that in among all of the different things that were part of the war, so was the maintaining of people's faith and morale and the spiritual side of things. And there's no denying that the Bible, in those years in particular, when we have to admit that most of those people on the front would have been baptized Christian men, most of them would have been, and they gladly carried the little Bible that Bible Society gave them, often over the heart in the breast pocket of people's shirts. And that's, of course, why we have one that's still got the bullet lodged in it. And that is one of our most famous exhibits. And it's wonderful to have Elvis Jenkins' Bible with a bullet.
Well, John, it's a fabulous exhibition. I'm sure people are going to get an enormous amount from it. Congratulations on the work you've done on it. And thanks for talking with us about it today.
It was a pleasure to be here.
This diary entry was written on June 3rd, 1915, by Ernest Merrington, who was a Presbyterian chaplain at Gallipoli.
The bullets were flying over the burial ground like bees at swarming time while we walked about in view of the Turks 1,000 yards away. I've established a little prayer meeting in the dugout on Pope's Hill. Each night, some of the men gather there after tea, and as many as can get inside, while the others squat around the entrance. I read a chapter of scripture, and then prayer follows, concluding with the Lord's Prayer, in which all join. It is very strange and beautiful in these grim surroundings. We watch the lovely sunsets out at sea, over Imbros and Samothrace. The stars come out in the sky. The hillsides sink into darkness. Somewhere the rifles flash on the crags, or a machine gun starts into action, or a flare goes up over no man's land. Out at sea, the forms of the ships become dark and indistinct. The hospital ship lights up her green band and brilliant red cross, which are reflected in the calm sea. The red cross at sea is the symbol of the light of peace, love, and hope in the darkness of this war.
All of the stories we've been hearing about have been uncovered by the Bible Society's Their Sacrifice campaign, which includes a travelling exhibition, a book and a documentary. It's huge. If you're interested in hearing more about Australian servicemen and women over the last century or more and their experiences of war and of faith, you can visit the campaign website, theirsacrifice.com. We've asked Alan Douthwaite, who's the National Campaigns Manager for the Bible Society, among other things, to share with us a few of the details about what's going on over the next couple of months. Good to have you in, Al.
Thank you, Simon.
Now, what's the idea behind the exhibition?
Well, it's really about getting the Bible out into the public. The Bible Society has a fairly extensive collection of historic Bibles, including a lot of military Bibles from the Boer War through to campaigns that are happening now, Afghanistan, those sorts of places. So it's really a chance to dust them off and let the public see them and interact with what was a very important part of people's lives as they went off to war.
What's sort of interesting about this? I've seen bits of it. It is fascinating. There's some great stories to tell here, right?
Yeah, there are. I think it's really the stories of the people that are the fascinating part of the exhibition. Learning about how the Bible was integral to the way they faced the challenges of war. It's just really interesting getting into people's lives.
So where can people see the exhibition?
It's going to be travelling around the country. Every state will get it at some point. And it's going to be on public display in Westfield shopping centres. So the idea is to have it where people are, milling around in food courts or while they're going about their everyday purchases. Trying to encourage them just to take a bit of time out to stop and have a look at a significant part of Australia's history.
And the exhibition is only one part of this campaign, isn't it? What else is there to see or become involved with?
The exhibition's the centrepiece of the campaign, but obviously we can't get to every town in Australia. So there's a website that people can go to, which will have all the stories and materials. There's some downloadable stuff on that as well, some resources to use in schools and churches. There's a book, there's a documentary coming out which focuses on one of the stories.
So tell us a bit about that. Whose story is the documentary focusing on?
It's a great story. It's from Gallipoli. It's a young Victorian guy who went off to war, carried a Bible with him. And while at Gallipoli, a shell exploded and a piece of shrapnel hit the Bible and saved his life. He was only 12 days into the campaign. Unfortunately, he went on to be killed on the Western Front later on. But the Bible was sent back to Australia to his fiancée, and it sort of got lost and then came to light when the Bible Society did an exhibition of King James Bibles a few years ago for the 400th anniversary, and a family member turned up and said, "Oh, I've got this old Bible that went to Gallipoli," and we had a look at it and then realised that the piece of shrapnel or the bullet was still lodged in the Bible. And so that set out a journey of trying to discover Elvis's story, and it's a really interesting story, fascinating.
There are some remarkable, some very moving stories from all of the wars Australia has been involved in this exhibition. Well, for more information, including the locations and the tour dates for Their Sacrifice exhibition, which is coming soon to a Westfield near you, evidently, you can visit the campaign website, theirsacrifice.com. Great to have you in to talk about that, Al, and good luck with the exhibition.
Thank you, Simon.
You've been listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. It's great to have your company. We'll see you next time.